you can smell them, perhaps?
Dubiously. Then, with more assurance, you would know that practically all the flowers known to botany would be here.
Well, I'll count them and point them out to you, then. Or better, how about that little gold locket with CM engraved on it that you're wearing under your uniform? I can't smell that, nor the picture in it.
The man's thought faltered in embarrassment.
Hey! My picture! Clono's whiskers, Mac. Where did you get that, and why?
It's a reduction that Admiral Haynes let me have made. I'm wearing it because I love you. I've said that before.
The girl's entrancing smile was now in full evidence. She knew now that he could see, that he would never be the helpless hulk which she had so gallingly thought him doomed to become. And her spirits rose in ecstatic relief. But he would never take the initiative now. QX, then, she would. And this was as good an opening as she would ever have with the stubborn brute. Therefore, more than that, as I also said before, I am going to marry you, whether you like it or not. She blushed a heavenly and discordant magenta, but went on unfalteringly. And not out of pity either, Kim, or just to take care of you. It's older than that, much older.
It can't be done, Mac.
His thought was a protest to high heaven at the injustice of fate. I've thought it over in space 1,000 times. Thought until I was black in the face. But I get the same result every time. It's just simply no soap. You are much too fine a woman, too splendid, too vital. Too much of everything a woman should be. To be tied down for life to a thing that's half steel, rubber, and phenylene. It just simply isn't on the wheel, that's all.
You're full of pickles, Kim.
Gone was all her uncertainty and nervousness. She was calm, poised, glowing with a transcendent inward beauty.
I didn't really know until this minute that you loved me too, but I do now.
Don't you realize, you big, dumb, wonderful clunker, that as long as there's one single little bit of a piece of you left alive, I'll love that piece more than I ever could any other man's entire being?
But I can't, I tell you, he groaned the thought. I can't and I won't. My job isn't done yet either, and next time they'll probably get me. I can't let you waste yourself, Mac, on a fraction of a man for a fraction of a lifetime.
QX, Grey Lensman. Clarissa was serene, radiantly untroubled. She could make things come out right now. Everything was on the green.